This story is about three children who are watching their father roast a lamb over an open fire and watching their mother make a special kind of bread that turned out more like a cracker than like a soft loaf of bread because it was the kind of bread that she could make in a big hurry. And then they noticed that their grandmother was folding clothes and rolling them up in blankets. And they said to each other, "What's going on?" And so they went up and down the street to visit their friends, and they saw that at every single house, the exact same meal was being prepared. Everybody was going to eat roasted lamb, and everybody was going to eat that flat cracker bread. And they thought, this seems a little odd. And they noticed that all the grown-ups, when they were talking to each other, were very serious and very solemn. The children went back home, and their mother said to them, "I want you to sleep in your clothes tonight. And everybody right now go find where your shoes are and put your shoes right next to your bed." Well, that seems strange, but the children did what they were asked. And then when they sat down to eat their dinner, they noticed that there was not a lot of happy chatter and nobody was laughing the way they usually did at the dinner table. And the night had come, the stars were out, but nobody started to sing or play music after they had eaten the way that sometimes happened. The children were sent to bed earlier than usual. In the middle of the night, their grandmother came and shook them awake. And she gave them each a bundle and said, "Quickly put on your shoes and carry this." Well, they did what they were told and they came outside and they saw that the street was filled with families and everybody was walking quickly in the same direction. Their parents took their hands and the children said, "What's happening? Where are we going?" The father said, "Shh, Moses has sent word that tonight is the night we are leaving Egypt. We are not going to be Pharaoh's slaves anymore. We are going to be free people. But we have to go quietly, and we have to pray that God protects us." The children didn't even have a chance to say goodbye to their old house. But they didn't feel too sad about that because they saw that all their friends and all their neighbors were going to go on this journey with them. They walked as silently and quickly as they could alongside their parents. And they thought about how Moses was out in front of all this big crowd of people. And they heard, as their neighbors whispered to each other, they heard hope and excitement in their voices. And the children started to feel very excited too. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold. That's good. Dear God, we're trusting you to lead us in the right direction. And we're trusting you to take care of us along the way. We're so thankful for leaders like Moses who are faithful to listen to your guidance. You are our strength. You, Almighty and Eternal God. Amen.